Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Union Pacific Railroad is bonusing their workers. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Let's take a look at those gas prices with USA Radio News' John Clemens.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil, led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, and the one who sings America the Beautiful and doing his tribute to America is the one and only James Hurston. If you've not done done yourself a favor, you should do this. Go to jameshurston.com, go to his website, and be entertained and be inspired. Wow, James, that's so cool. I love what you're doing here at a time when we need to reconnect with our founding principles.
Oh, we do so much. They're under assault, obviously, and we've never seen a time such as this where in very much Orwellian fashion, we are told not to believe our own eyes, right, not to believe very trusted figures. And, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, just really exemplary human beings.
Right.
We're told essentially that they're not to be trusted, that they're engaging in conspiracy theories. We're told to believe all of the sources that lied to us for 4 years about various things. And it's truly biblical. It's staggering.
Right.
It's epic. And at the same time, we see all over the world this attempt using absolutely phony data, this attempt to lock us down further in essentially a de facto martial law.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a time to reconnect with our founding principles, because it's a time such as this where people have to stand up and be counted, and they have to take a term, a new term, the new resistance. I heard Mark Levin say it.
Right.
But that's where we're in.
Well, it requires courage. Courage that is unbelievable, because traditionally people on the right have been more go-alongers, and that's why we are. We are where we are right now. We've gone along to get along, and this is where you get. You get to this place in time where the truth is staring you in the face, and people want to say, well, you're, that's a tinfoil hat on your head. That's what that is. Okay, I get it. When all this evidence, like Sidney Powell says, is coming at her like it's coming through a fire hose. Imagine that. And the courage, James, that it takes for people to, for liability, to swear that they're telling the whole truth and nothing but about what they have seen and what they've witnessed at these polling stations, and the officials, including, some GOP, officials, want to say, well, nothing happened. But then, the media themselves, Eric Schahn seems like a nice guy, but he's talking to this Philadelphia GOP election official, and the questions he asks him are so sophomoric and so non-threatening. I mean, it was softball city instead of even challenging him and saying, hey, look, explain to me why you have all these affidavits that are saying something different than what you believe to be the case. Have you, in fact, checked into any one of these over 200 affidavits that are calling, your operation into account here? No, I guess that question just escaped his mind.
No, we've never seen a time where the fake anchors conduct these fake interviews, and every bit of programming, including Fox News, other than their primetime host, is geared towards a single narrative.
Right.
And that narrative is there is basically either no election fraud or unsubstantiated election fraud or no widespread fraud or insufficient fraud. But in any case, the narrative is this ridiculous term, president-elect.
Exactly.
Which I call him senator-elect. But in any case,
it's one of those offices he was running for. He couldn't remember which one. Yeah.
You know, that's why I say, you know, Rudy Giuliani is, I had the privilege years ago of actually having lunch with Rudy Giuliani, sitting across the table, looking in his eyes as a human being, talking baseball with Rudy.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Right.
But it's amazing the impression you get from someone when you're actually in a room, you're breaking bread. I just admire the man so much as a human being, as a lawyer. And
right.
You can see what a courageous individual. He's going like John the Baptist in the wilderness against the prevailing wind, as is Sidney Powell.
Exactly.
And both of these people are describing this mountain that's growing, mountain of evidence. As you said, Sidney Powell on Maria Bartiromo's show, and by the way, kudos to Maria.
Yes.
It had talked about the fire hose. What it is that the 240 affidavits that the president's team, that Kayleigh McEnany spoke of, are just the beginning. The whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork. Here's one that I noted today, The Spectator, which is actually a trusted British publication, is talking about a source, a whistleblower, that says that in the state of Michigan, Kanye West's votes were stolen by Biden. And so this just broke.
Yes.
I would like to see Kanye get activated for the stealing of his votes. And of course, if there are these mechanisms in Dominion software and Smartmatic that were designed to steal votes, if you have people putting votes through twice, if you have the fabrication of mail-in ballots, of course, Kanye West votes. Well,
of course.
In there.
And on top of that, James, they put a patch while it was on live, after it had been registered and regulated and authorized, they put in a last minute patch into the system. Well, that's odd. What was that for? You know, but this is the thing. See, I just wrote a commentary on this. I called it the lost headline. Where is the newspaper, James? I mean, in the days of old, anything that was controversial that would cause attention, that would add to, their subscriber base and therefore revenue and all that, they're ignoring this. It's like, so what is that telling you? Why would you ignore the biggest headline in the history of politics? Why would you ignore that, James?
No, it shows how compromised our establishment corporate press is. They're not even curious.
Yeah.
They're not even asking the questions. And all you have to do is look at the data with an objective, open mind, and you see these impossible spikes in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Trump votes were counted in the day.
Yes.
Biden votes were counted in the night. All Biden. If you draw a graph, the Biden votes are a straight line up and down.
Mm.
It's not possible. It's not just a statistic anomaly. It's a mathematical impossibility in the absence of fraud.
Well, clearly it's manipulated. You see, anybody that knows numbers and understands this, they see it and they go, you know, they laugh. I mean, because any auditor looking at this can figure this out in 2 seconds. They really do not need to do that deep a dive. But the thing is the mainstream media and the left would want us to suspend any kind of reason and reality and just accept their purported outcome, which was a self-fulfilled prophecy on their part. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston continues with us. Yes, the noted legal analyst is with us here as we're talking about these election irregularities that are so blatant and obvious, but yet the mainstream media would want us to believe that Joe Biden is the president-elect. You know, quite interesting. I mean, if he was, in fact, the president-elect, you think he'd be certified by now, James?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There'd be electors certified, and there's not. And look, this brings up a point of a column that I've just written. A lot of people don't know what is the constitutional procedure, where the power lies when it comes to presidential elections. And at the end, what the brilliant, wise, providentially inspired founders did in the Constitution is they put all the power, all of it, in the hands of state legislatures, not the governor, not the officials, not the state courts, but in state legislatures. And so at the end of the day, the state legislatures who decide who will be an elector, notwithstanding the media's coverage of the vote, but with their own discretion, these electors in all the swing states will be determined by state legislatures that are controlled by the Republicans. Both houses in each state controlled by the Republicans. So Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and the team can go into a state legislative chamber and present their evidence. And then the legislatures can say, you know, we feel that this many votes are illicit. We're going to drop it. And here's the new count, and we're appointing Trump electors.
Yes.
They have the power based on Article 2, Section 1. It's explicit. It does not require interpretation.
Right.
It says the very important language that's in the Constitution, in such manner as the legislature may direct, they appoint the electors.
But do they have the courage? But do they have the courage, James? That's
if that is going to be the question, and it doesn't. And even 20 years ago in Bush v. Gore, the Supreme Court underscored this, and they said it is not only the state legislatures have this power, but they can take it back, meaning they can take it back even from the United States Supreme Court. And so, yes, do they have the courage? But it depends. Courage comes when people see proof.
Yes.
And Sidney Powell made a statement. She says, I don't say things I can't prove.
Exactly.
And if she can prove what she and Rudy are saying, it is undoubtedly the biggest scandal in the history of the United States. It is pervasive, systemic election fraud. And if they can prove that, I think these GOP legislatures may grow a spine. I pray that they do, but I also pray that it's not necessary because I pray that the Supreme Court intervenes if they see the evidence. It's all about, I said this on your show for 2 weeks, it's all about the evidence.
Right,
and
exactly.
When this many people are willing to stand up and testify under oath, that's very, very compelling. And we seem to have, and I think this is what Sidney's talking about, there's new people standing up, whistleblowers.
Right.
Why would that be? Well, it's because among the 73 million who voted for Trump, there's a record number of African Americans, Hispanic Americans, people within the government. Those are the whistleblowers.
Right. James, the other thing that drives people is fairness. One of the first things we realize when we're little kids growing up, that's not fair. That just speaks to, you know, the inner sanctum of our humanity when things are unfair. And this is what's coming. I mean, even to the point where you've got somebody who works for an insider for Dominion themselves, and they're saying, hey, here's this stuff to consider. Well, you know, the facts have to get out. We've said from day one, you know, I'm a 80-20 principle kind of guy, you know, the Pareto principle that says 20% will give you 80% of the yield. And that's what Sydney and I, they're smart. I mean, and I've known Sydney for what, just about over 4 years. And I've known her to be one of the most credible people I've ever discussed with her. And of course, she, you know, she noted a lot of this stuff, which is, you know, coming back again, deja vu one more time in her book, License to Lie, which was, was quite an indictment on the whole, you know, on the whole system itself that has become so corrupt. But the deal is they got to target this in such a way that, you know, it's easily understood. It doesn't come out like the Affordable Care Act from Obama, that it's clear, it's concise, it's pointed, just like you said, very targeted, to where it's so overwhelming that even the doubters have got to say, even take pause and say, there might be something there.
Well, that's true. And I think they're doing it because they're focusing on the big picture, the big areas, the statistical evidence, the software evidence, meaning the lack of observers throwing out votes for lack of observation according to the rules, and the individual affidavits, witnesses of all kinds of incidents of voter fraud, which have to do with people who shouldn't be voting, who are dead, who are living in other jurisdictions, and then the evidence of putting ballots through the machines. Sometimes we hear four times, sometimes we hear more than that. And it just, it makes sense, because in an election where the Republicans didn't lose a single House seat, except at least 12, didn't lose the Senate, at the end of the day, they're going to keep the Senate, and the vote counts all across the nation. Biden did worse than Hillary did in 2016, except in four cities. Four corrupt Democrat-run cities in swing states that had artificially inflated votes. That right there is an inference, a strong inference, an indicator of fraud for any dispassionate person, and judges are supposed to be dispassionate. Hold on, hold on, pray, and have faith. And the other thing is, our president says, don't ever bet against me, he says.
Right.
He says, I concede nothing in all caps. So that's another part of the fake news media trying to make people despondent and say, well, Trump is the...
Well, you're getting into, you know, election fatigue here, and they're getting overwhelmed when they've already expended so much energy over this pandemic. And by the way, congratulations to the president and to the team for Operation Warp Speed and what they're delivering to this country in record time, I mean, which has been typical of this administration. What do you think, James, in terms of Georgia, what that could reveal? Would that be a door opener and an eye opener, you know, with them hand counting the votes to see, you know, what should be an obvious differential? What do you think?
Well, it should reveal lots of irregularities and fraud, but instead, what Georgia really needs is an audit.
Yes.
And what they're doing, unfortunately, under the leadership of a questionable governor who happens to be a Republican, they're doing, even though it's a hand recount, they're counting the same ballots. They're not checking signatures. They're not checking, as I understand, even duplicates. So it's kind of recounting the same ballots. A lot of people are expressing some pessimism as to what will be revealed. I would hope that still, with all the irregularities, there would be something revealed.
Yeah.
I mean, Stacey Abrams had a machine there that registered hundreds of thousands of new voters. I do not believe those registrations are all legit.
Why would one person like that have control of a machine to register voters?
Because the dark money of the Democrats, which are now flowing into Georgia for the runoff races, flowed into Stacey Abrams' various nonprofits and funded her and gave her tons of money so that she could hire people to go out there and probably Stacey Abrams was involved with the ballot harvesting as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that to be a fact, but I think that should be looked into.
The legal and media analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you are the puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. And we're going to be talking about, of course, the holidays. I mean, you know, we're approaching them quickly. 45%, believe it or not, of Americans say they've overspent when shopping for holiday gifts in years past. Overspending is preventable, and by approaching the holidays with a plan, you can stay on budget and find ways to maximize your spending. Now, being strategic about your holiday spending can help decrease financial stress, allow you to focus on what truly matters. Spending time with family and friends, of course, in person or virtually. Jason Gaughan, Senior Vice President of Credit Cards of Bank of America, is with us, and he's got some great holiday financial tips that you want to take notes of, products and tools, and how to spend wisely this holiday season, because that's what we all want to do. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Planning is so important. I don't care what it is that you're doing, you know, whatever conquest that you have in mind. And sometimes holiday shopping can be, a feat in and of itself. Planning is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's foundational to really everything that we do. You really need to plan. You really need to create a budget. You really need to stick to your budget. So that's some of the advice that I would give your listeners is, create a budget and then track against that budget to make sure you're staying on track.
Exactly. What are the biggest holiday spending mistakes that you see?
So there are several of them. I would say that in addition to people just overspending and in addition to people not having a budget, it's really waiting to the last minute. We recently conducted a survey where 33% of consumers say that they wait to the last minute in order to do their holiday purchasing. And really what happens when you do that, it leads to stress, it leads to overspending, it leads to, I know I've been there, it leads to some bad decisions.
Right.
And so that's one that I would tell you. And then there's two others that I would tell you, which are being tempted by all the deals that are out there. That are hard to resist. And then the second, which is my Achilles heel, or the third is my Achilles heel, which is resist buying things for yourself. I think when you do a lot of shopping, you start seeing things that interest you, and then you get off track and start thinking about yourself. So resist buying things for yourself during the holiday season.
Well, they say that we often buy things for other people that we ourselves want. So, you've got that natural pull. And I'm like you, Jason, in that regard, in terms of, especially getting caught up in last minute stuff. And for many years, being in the radio business, because we always worked right up to, whatever eve it was. And, so I was one of these, late shoppers. And it's frenetic. I mean, it really kind of robs you of the joy of the season, because for that moment, you're just, even leading up to it, you're going, oh, am I going to be able to make this work? Do I got my list here? Or am I going to be able to, and then you go out there and then half the stuff that you wanted is gone because you waited to the last minute. So, we've all been there, done it, made the mistakes. And so this year we all raise our right hands and say we shall not make those same mistakes this year. Well, there's a lot smarter ways to approach this, and planning it to start all this out is so important, Jason, as you say. What tips do you have for making the most of our online shopping?
So I think one of the things, consumers tell us, 65% of consumers actually tell us they're going to be doing all of their shopping online. So I think online affords you the opportunity to comparison shop. So go out there, make sure that you're looking at multiple websites to ensure that you're getting the best deal, first and foremost. I would say, secondarily, don't get tempted by those shipping deals. So, for example, spend $150 and you get free shipping. If you don't, then you have to pay for shipping. Again, a lot of people, including myself, often find themselves buying things that they don't need to buy just to get free shipping generally only $5 to $10 to begin with. And then I would say the third piece is just look more broadly at deals. So in many cases, we focus on what types of deals the merchant may be offering. Look beyond just the merchant. Look at your financial institution. For example, Bank of America has deals that we offer through merchants online. So it's called Bank of America Deals. And another thing that we do is we have a really good cash back card that offers 3% cash back in the category that customer chooses. So instead of the bank choosing for the customer can choose. And one of the things that we offer is 3% back on online shopping. That's one of the choices. So, again, that's just another way to stretch your holiday dollar.
What a great idea. Whoever came up with that, go to the head of the class. I mean, that's awesome. 3% cash back on the category of your choice. It kind of helps you stretch out those shopping dollars for the holiday season. Jason, you say also make sure you track your spending and be flexible, right?
Absolutely. I think... like any goal that you have to track your progress against that particular goal. And whether you do that in, Excel, whether you do that on a piece of paper, or whether you use the Bank of America mobile app in order to do that. The key is that you do it somewhere and just make sure that you're just tracking your spending and you're staying on budget, because you don't want to end up in January with a bill that you weren't expecting, particularly, in these times.
Exactly. Well, I love the Bank America mobile app. I mean, it has everything right there. You know, it's tracking your spending. It has budgeting tools. You can set alerts for account activity and monitor your short and long-term spending pattern. I mean, this is really genius. I mean, this is customer-centered and one that I highly recommend that you get involved with. You also talk about making the whole experience a lot of fun. Get everybody involved in this, right?
Yeah. So I think this holiday will be unique, as this year has been unique. Personally, I have a tradition where and my two kids, we go out and shop on a particular day during the season. And more than likely, we're not going to do that the traditional way that we've done it. And so what we plan on doing is dedicating some time online together, where we'll sit in the room, we'll think about what mom wants, we'll create a list, we'll create our budget, and together we'll do some online shopping. And maybe it'll be our new tradition. So I think, you know, just making it fun, making it different, embrace the change that we're going through right now.
Well, Jason Gaughan has been our guest, Senior Vice President of Credit Cards at Bank of America. Great ideas. I mean, creating a budget, set a spending limit. I mean, those practical things that we try to do every year. And, the challenge is to stay true to those the budgets and the spending limits. Right, Jason?
That's right, Bill.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, online, we talked about being strategic online, tracking your spending, be flexible. Take advantage of Bank America's mobile app. It's a powerful tool and help there. And, as talked about, working together in the family and getting the family involved might be a little different this year, considering what we've been dealing with the pandemic and all. But we are creative people, and we'll find new and fun ways and maybe start some new traditions this year. What do you think, Jason?
Absolutely. I know, Bill, that we'll be doing that in my household. And, you know, it's just making it fun. Holidays is supposed to be fun. Again, if you have a plan, stick to the plan, it will remove a lot of stress out of our lives.
Well, Jason, we got to let you go. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Where can everybody go for more information?
So go to bankofamerica.com. You can find out all the information you need about the cashback card we offer. You can find out about Better Money Habits, which will give you spending and budgeting tips. And it also has a spending and budgeting tool that we offer our customers.
Well, great ideas for the Christmas and holiday season. Jason Gaughan, you're a winner. We appreciate it. Senior Vice President of Credit Cards at Bank of America. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Happy holidays.
You got it.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, member FDIC. 45% of Americans say they overspent when purchasing holiday gifts in the past. Planning your holiday spending can help you stay on budget and save. Jason Gaughan, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America.
It's important to start with a plan for the holidays. Create a list of your potential expenses, track your purchases, and consider using a credit card that rewards your spending. With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back in the category that you choose, including online shopping.
Being prepared can help you focus on what truly matters, safely spending time with family and friends.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, you can create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity, like when a debit card charge is made online, when an account balance is low, or when mobile check deposits have been processed. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Randy Valentine with us. Randy is with the Global Media Outreach, and we're going to be talking about their new launch, Something Better, Hope for America, delivered digitally. Randy, good to be talking to you. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, and you've got some exciting news to share with us. Tell us about it.
Sure, absolutely, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. I really appreciate it. Yeah, this is something that's really exciting for us. As an organization, you know, Global Media Outreach has been around for 15 years, but we haven't really had a concerted effort focused on the United States. And so while we still are doing this digital global evangelism around the world, we really have this new effort focused strictly right here on the United States, and we're really excited about it, and we're seeing some pretty cool early results as well.
Well, Global Media Outreach, ladies and gentlemen, is the world's leader in online evangelism. Had a chance to visit with Randy and his boss, the Outreach founder and chairman, Walt Wilson, back at NRB earlier this year before all the COVID shutdown. And what they have done is they formed a strategic alliance with Journeys with the Messiah to turn attention to the U.S., as Randy just said. You know, we often talk about, you know, evangelism overseas. But, you know, you think about America and all the cultures that are represented, Randy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember not too long ago on a Sunday service, the pastor happened to ask the question, you know, of how many different cultures were in the sanctuary at the time. And the count was over 170 in a sanctuary that held about 2,000 people. I mean, that was quite eye-opening for all of us that were there and, you know, and heard the count. I mean, it was amazing.
It is amazing. You know, it's interesting because the city of Houston, Texas, is considered the most culturally diverse city on the planet. Mm-hmm. So that gives you an idea of the different cultures that are represented here in the United States. And the unique thing about Global Media Outreach, which really kind of plays right into that, is when we reach out to people digitally, we do that via language. And so we don't do it necessarily by location. We do it by the language that people speak. And so that kind of gives us an advantage.
Well, the Something Better digital campaign, break that down a little bit more so people understand what it is that, you know, that you're doing with this.
Sure, absolutely. So, like you mentioned earlier, it's a strategic partnership with a gentleman named Michael Belk, who started an initiative called Journeys with the Messiah. And what he did with that is he took pictures of this, you know, first century Jesus and kind of transpose them into 21st century situations. And so with that, these images, these compelling images, really are made to be presented to people digitally online, but really they're designed to make people stop and think, like, who is Jesus? And how, in this situation, how does that apply to my situation? And is he actually relevant today, which we all know he is? And so we combine those images then with these gospel presentations. And so when someone is searching, for example, we've seen a massive increase in this recently because of COVID, words like anxiety, I feel hopeless, I'm lonely, suicidal thoughts, as you know, and suicidal tendencies are spiking right now. And so people are searching online for solutions to that. So then we're there able to present not only a gospel presentation to them, but then this picture of Jesus who really kind of fits right into those situations and really speaks to them, I believe, through these images.
Wow, that's powerful.
It actually, you know, it really is. I mean, honestly, it is. In fact, there's a couple of images that I really particularly like. And you can find out more information about this if people go to somethingbetterusa.com. There's one image called Lighten the Load. And this is, again, Michael Belk from Journeys with the Messiah created this. Mm-hmm. It's Lighten the Load, and it's a picture of Jesus, and he's carrying luggage. And in the background, there's a family, and there's a father that still actually got one piece of luggage in his hand, holding his daughter's hand, and his wife is walking alongside him on the road. And if you just stop and look at this, there's so much going on in this picture where Jesus is saying, I want to carry your load for you. But then here's the dad kind of carrying one piece of luggage still himself, holding his daughter's hand, and then but the wife isn't holding his hand. And there's just a lot going on in that picture, and Jesus is saying, hey, I'm here for you. I want to help you. As a dad, will you come to me and let me carry the full load for you?
Wow. And again, the website that they can go to here, Randy, is go ahead and say it again, if you would.
Sure. It's actually the name of the initiative, Something Better in the USA. So somethingbetterusa.com. They can learn more information about the initiative. They can see some of the images of from Michael Belk as well. And learn more about global media outreach also.
I was going to say, there's information there about global media outreach. I mean, this was amazing because when we spoke earlier in the year, the outreach that you've been able to successfully effect here is just incredible in this modern era. You know, we've been told that there will be a time when there will be no excuse, that everyone will hear the gospel message. And I got to think, if there was an instrument that has been developed in the modern era that could accomplish that, I used to think maybe television or cable or some other media means. But boy, what you have been able, your organization have been able to accomplish with global media outreach. Boy, you could see this as, you know, because you're getting into areas that, you know, TV and cable cannot get into.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. And we need all of those different avenues. I mean, it's you know, we need online as well as, you know, face-to-face evangelism as well. But you're right. So with, you know, the advent of the cell phone, you know, not that long ago, there are more cell phone accounts on this planet than there are people. And so everyone's got a cell phone, and 95% of the planet is within access of a cell phone signal. So we can reach into places that people can't go, television can't go. And it allows us to, again, via their native language, reach them with the gospel of Jesus. And, you know, you're right. The stats are honestly staggering. I look at them every day. In fact, we have a daily running total that we look at every day. So far today around the world, there's been 167,000 gospel visits, and over 22,000 people so far today, just today alone, since midnight, have said yes to Jesus.
Wow.
And that happens
in one day.
Every day.
One day.
Just in one day. We see over 50,000 people
or about 50,000 people saying yes to Jesus every day. And so there's a huge need out there around the world, and we know that. But we also realize there's a huge need in the United States.
Exactly.
And people who know Jesus or maybe knew Jesus and maybe have kind of walked away, we really need to remind them, and that's really our main calling is let's remind people, share the gospel, present the good news with them again, and say, look, this Jesus is really the answer to everything. He really is something better for you in your life.
And if there was ever a time, you would think that now is the time. This is one of the benefits that occur when, you know, a country or an individual goes through some sort of crisis, and we've had one crisis after another. Randy Valentine is our guest, Chief Marketing Officer of Global Media Outreach. You were saying earlier in terms of telephones, let's just talk about the United States. In the U.S. alone, 300 million cell phones in the United States. I mean, there's only 350 million people, roughly, if you round it up. I mean, you know,
that's right.
we're not missing too many people that don't have cell phones.
No, we're not. We're not. Everybody's got a cell phone, and some people have multiple cell phones. And so, you know, it really is an effective way to share the gospel. And, you know, it's the technology, you know, that we're utilizing to present these gospel messages to them is becoming, you know, more and more targeted, and, you know, more and more effective. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, the searches for things like anxiety and, you know, loneliness and things like that are increasing, and you can find out that information online. And so what we can do is then tailor our gospel presentations to those keywords. So when people are searching, then they get this presentation of the gospel and they can make a decision for Christ right there online.
That's the thing that is so wonderful about this technology is the algorithm, the analytics that are given to you that really tell you where people are moving. I mean, in the old days, Randy, as marketing people, we had to do all kinds of studies and, you know, multiple sources of research. But the analytics that are available today, you know, as a result of, you know, online interaction, it's phenomenal. And it really allows you to pinpoint and to be that much more relative and precise in getting a message out in front of these people who are anxious and they have a need.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's exactly it. So the, you know, the technology that we utilize is the same technology that many corporations are utilizing from a marketing perspective. So mm-hmm. You know, when someone purchases a product and then or searches for a product, you know, you see an ad related to that product show up on all your other websites that you go to, and you're like, wow, how is that happening? Well, that's just retargeting information, and we use that same information. When someone is searching for, you know, a keyword related to Jesus or the gospel or heaven or whatever it is, mm-hmm. You know, again, we could present them with that data, and then we know right away. We know if they clicked on an ad. We know if they made a decision. We know if they're connecting with one of our online missionaries. And we know all that data in real time. And so
exactly.
We can really pivot and say, hey, we're seeing an increase, you know, in hopelessness, for example, searches for hopelessness. Let's pivot. Let's put more emphasis on that. And mm-hmm. Let's really pour into that specific topic because that's a need. And so we do that across the board on a variety of different keywords and topics that people are searching for.
Well, that is awesome. And congratulations on the effort and in getting the message out there. And the rest of us who are not directly involved with the organization, we have a role to play, right?
Well, we do. You know, it's interesting. You know, the whole concept of the Great Commission is, you know, something that about half the church understands. And again, just talking to believers, the other half doesn't. And so, you know, there's a responsibility there. But with Global Media Outreach, you know, people can partner with us and we can help fulfill that calling that's in every believer's life.
And we got to leave it there. Randy's the Chief Marketing Officer of Global Media Outreach. Randy, where can they go for more information?
More information is go to somethingbetterusa.com. Somethingbetterusa.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.